how to turn your boredom into one of your greatest superpowers to finding clarity and drive within your life. Let's go. Hey, Seekers of Self-Mastery, welcome back to the Self-Mastery Show. My name is Luke Pierce, and I am a teacher and seeker of self-mastery. In today's episode, I want to help you change the way that you think, feel, and act by turning your boredom into your greatest superpower to find clarity and drive within your life. Now, surely, if you were watching this video, then you can relate to different sections of your life being quite lost, maybe not knowing exactly what it is that you want to do, or potentially being bored with what it is that you are doing. This is something that I have experienced time and time and time again within my life. And on this specific day, about 2 years ago right now, I had one of the greatest breakthroughs of my life in the area of boredom and not having clarity and not having drive to do the things that I want to do. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about right now. So let's paint the picture. You're doing whatever it is that you're doing within your life. You're set out to create the experiences that you want to create. And then all of a sudden, you wake up one day and you're thinking to yourself, why the freaking hell am I doing this? I don't feel like doing it today. I don't really know what to do. Or I'm just not focused and I'm procrastinating and obviously not taking action on the things that I want to do. So potentially, what do you do? Do you sit down and do you get crystal clear and focus on what it is that you want to do? Maybe you distract yourself with every known vice to man. But I want to let you know that you can use boredom in order to find an immense amount of clarity if you sit in the boredom. See, normally, I know for myself anyway, I find that when I am bored or when I don't know what to do necessarily, I feel like I should know what I'm doing. I feel like I should have some sort of outcome rather than doing nothing. But guess what? In order to find out what it is that you truly want, you must then sit in that emotion of boredom or unclarity or uncertainty or whatever it might be. And when you do that for a certain amount of time, you will find that the gates of the heavens will open up and you will find your clarity, your drive, your aha, whatever it might be. Now, that will come to you in the forms of a picture, some sort of vision that you have, whether it's a movie or a still. It will come to you in the form of an inner voice of, hey, hang on a second, I can do this, or this is what I really want to do. And you'll have the feeling as well, feeling of motivation, feeling of drive, all those sorts of things. Now, what you want to understand is that for yourself, if you are distracting yourself, then you will never, ever, ever hit that limit. So I want you to think about this. Let's just say if this was normal everyday life, okay? And up here, you were driven, you were motivated, and you were absolutely excited to do the things that you wanted to do. But right down the very bottom here, we've got boredom, we've got uncertainty, we've got not knowing, all the things that we don't really want to experience. Now, what happens is when we are floating along in the normal day life, and then we start to drop down into boredom, you might find yourself distracting yourself with every known vice to man to try and bring you back up into the halfway point where it feels like you're productive, where it feels like you're actually doing something, but realistically, all you're doing is walking around in circles and you're not doing anything. You're being productive, being unproductive. Think about that. Where we want to be is up here, being obviously productive, clear, having clarity on what it is that we want to do and taking action. So my tip for you today is to, when you are in this phase, become as bored as possible. If you have to sit there and stare at the wall, I guarantee you that if you did that for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, if you really had to, there would be a switch and a shift within inside yourself that would say something like this: for God's sakes, do something. This is so boring. You would reach the limits of that boredom. And all of a sudden, your unconscious mind, your conscious mind would start finding out different things that you actually want to do. So let's just say that you sit there, 2 hours go by, and you're absolutely bored out of your brains. But if you were scrolling on TikTok, on Facebook, going down a rabbit hole on YouTube, whatever it might be, you might never, ever, ever get to that point. You would just hover around the mark of being distracted, but not really having clarity. This is why when you go through these certain stages of life, and you would have had probably many of these stages, you get to that point where you're like, come on, this is ridiculous. Let's do something. And all of a sudden that shift happens and you start to think about, well, what is it that I have? And you might be for the purpose of this video, if I take myself as an example, I'm sitting in my office. So I've got many things that I could be doing, but that doesn't mean that I do them. But when I get to that certain point and I make a decision, hang on a second, I want to do this, I need to do this, I really love to do this, then it's a totally different mindset and it's a totally different way of doing what it is that you're doing. So if you're thinking about right now, distracting yourself and killing time, not really doing anything that is productive, do yourself a favor, give yourself permission to really sit into it, lean into it, dive into it, and you'll be blown away with what it is that you get out of it. Boredom is one of the most powerful emotions, actions that you can do, because it will access parts of your unconscious mind that you did not know were even there. Sit into it, become as bored as possible. You'll be blown away with what happens. You'll either have a giant aha moment of exactly what it is that you want to do. You'll either get bored of being bored and then want to go and do something that you want to do. Or you might find that that little voice inside your head says, hey, come on, we've got heaps of things that we want to do. What is it that I would really love to do right now? And then all of a sudden, a series and a chain of events, you know, begin to happen, and many things change just by default. So there you go. I really hope that helps out. If you're feeling bored right now within your life or uncertain, lean into it, dive into it. There is something there that it is trying to teach you.